What's up, everybody? This is Marshall Kuchar, also known as Complex in hip-hop circles, and this is the Escape Artists Podcast. Thank you for checking in. Today I'm actually recording from home in my little studio area, and I actually recorded almost a whole other podcast, and it got deleted from my phone by accident, so that's alright, because it was kind of just scattered thought type stuff. So there was some cool stuff. I was talking about art cards and stuff that I've been making lately, but you know, I guess I'll have to save it for another time, which is fine. But yeah, what I wanted to talk about today is I just came with, this is the weekend of Kineticon. It's also the weekend of San Diego Comic-Con. We went to the one where I live in Connecticut. And me and my friend Will McKenzie, and I'll put a link to his stuff in the show notes. He's also an artist and illustrator. And he also makes, like, Amigo toys and stuff like that, like his own custom Amigos, which are like really awesome. Like, he does a really good job on them, and if you want to check that out, I'll put a link as well in the show notes. His main site, I know, is Fanboy Theater. It's called, like, if you were to look that up, I think you'd find it. But he has a couple other sites. But yeah, check his stuff out. Me and him were hanging out. It's a 3-day show, the Kineticon, and there's kind of a little story behind it. I guess what I've come to find out by hanging out with Will is, if you have a blog, you can get into a lot of conventions for free, because, you know, as a press, you can get a press pass. I didn't realize that, you know, a long time ago. I probably would have gone to a lot more cons. But I also don't, you know, I've just been really getting into comics more lately and stuff anyways. So it's only been a few, like 3-4 years that I've really been getting back into my passion of comics. It's funny that happened, because it, like, music kind of took over for some reason, even though I remember thinking it and saying it when I was younger. You know, when I really started getting into comics, I was just, like a lot of people say, I read a certain comics and I was like, this is what I want to do for the rest of my life. And so I started working on it, and then I got into music, and it was like a huge distraction. I never said that about music necessarily, this is what I want to do for the rest of my life, but I just was so into it, it became an obsession. And I talked about that, I think, on the last podcast as well a little bit. But, so, yeah, I've just recently been really getting back into comics and going to cons and stuff, and even if you can't table at a con, I think it's really cool to just go, you know, if you can. And knowing that you can, if you have a blog, you can submit for a press pass and you can possibly get in there for free. I mean, that's, they're hoping that you're going to blog about it, obviously, which, I mean, I'm doing this podcast right now anyways. I wanted to talk about cons anyways, so that's cool. So I'm going to do that, and you know, I may put a little blog out, or I might just make this one extra robust, and it'll be, you know, it'll have, like, images and stuff from the con and all that. So, yeah. So this Kineticon thing was pretty cool. It's in Hartford, Connecticut. I don't know how many years they've been doing it so far. It can't be more than 5. It's a huge con. There's like this new, well, it's kind of a huge con. There's this somewhat new convention center in Hartford that they built a few years ago or something. And seems like ever since they've been having this Kineticon, and I've always wanted to go. I'm like, oh, this is awesome. You know, I know it's a big, kind of a big con and stuff. So I've always wanted to check it out, and I had friends online and friends from here who have gone and liked it and stuff. So I was like, well, let's see if we can get some press passes and stuff. So the funny thing is we tried to get press passes, and they didn't contact us until like the week, like this week. And so we ended up, there was a deal. I was even thinking, ah, well, forget it, we just won't go then, because it's like $45 a head for a day or something like that. So I was just like, plus you have to pay, supposedly you have to pay like parking, $15 for parking. So, but I'll talk about a little more about that later. But what happened was, so we wanted to get the press packs and we didn't get them, but they were doing on one of the local radio stations here, they were doing a thing where it was like you could get the con ticket, one day ticket on Saturday for half off. So we're like, oh, well, let's just do that then, because it's not that expensive, you know, I think I can afford a ticket. And so I had my buddy Will do it too. And you know, it was kind of a pain because they were trying to send it out on the same week, and it's like, will it get to our house? And then we had to stop them from doing that so we could go pick it up at the station, but they close at 5, so we had to run over there on Friday and try to get there before 5 in traffic. And it was like this big thing, but we did end up getting the tickets. But this was all after, during the middle of the week, we found out, oh, we do have free press passes. So we're like, crap. So, you know, we paid for these tickets and now we have free passes for the whole weekend. we ended up going Friday and Saturday. We're not going today. Today's Sunday. So anyways, long story short, you know, we got to the Comic-Con. We were able to go for 2 days. I guess in the city, if you park next to a parking meter during the weekend, you basically don't have to pay anything. So I actually did pay, but the limit is 2 hours. But you know, I paid for the 2 hours as $2 or something. So you know, but nobody told us, excuse me, told us or anything. So we got free, basically free parking too. So we kind of made out. So that was cool. While we were there, the thing is we went there Friday, because we had to pick up the tickets in Hartford anyways at that time. So we went there Friday. We figured, oh, let's see if we can find good parking spots and stuff, and maybe go in and get our passes, you know, just to and maybe take a walk around. But we're not gonna really do the con thing, you know, so much. We didn't bring all our stuff or anything. So we did that. And one thing we noticed during the week, we're like, you know, it's weird. We're going on this website and there's a lot about gaming, but I don't even see the word comic anywhere on the website. And I'm thinking, well, maybe it's just because people think comics are too geeky or something and they don't want to say the word comic or something. I don't know. But like, they're literally, I mean, there was probably some places where they talked about comics and stuff, but the site is weird. It's hard to navigate. You know, they don't really tell you who's there. Like, I don't know, like there is some things that tell you who's there, but there's a lot of information is missing. It's just not very helpful. It was a pain in the butt looking at the site trying to figure out what we were gonna, like, kind of plan out our plan of attack and stuff. So I'm actually glad that we were able to get there Friday so we could really see what's going on. And then it's weird because certain sections are only open for certain hours and then they close, but it goes on, the con goes on, which I think is weird too. Like, I don't know. Anyways, so we get there and come to find out, I mean, it is definitely very focused on anime and gaming. You know, there's tables all over the place that are set up for like Magic the Gathering games and different role-playing games with different sided dice and all this stuff that I really don't know very much about. Which, you know, I think it's kind of cool, but It's just not something I've ever focused a lot of time on trying to get into. But so there's that, and then there's a lot of cosplay stuff going on, which is cool, a lot of anime stuff and all that. And then there's what they had was they had like you kind of picture it as like a big room. There's actually two big rooms, but one is like basically all gaming and all like just a food court. And then the other room is a really big room, but it's all sectioned off in different places. There's one section for the vendors, and that's about like three kind of tight aisles for like comic book like stores and stuff like that, who come like those kind of vendors, dealers, I guess they call it. So that was all right, but it was almost all Manga Digests. There was like very few spots where they had like $1 comic boxes, and if they did, it was only like one or two or three boxes or something. There was one spot where they had like eight boxes, but that was it. And so that's kind of something that my buddy Will really looks forward to at a convention. So he was a little disappointed in that, and me too, because I do like to look through all that stuff. You can get some good cheap deals. Also, there, the big thing a lot of times you go to a con, you want to get some really good deals on graphic novels and stuff like that, or like trade paperbacks and stuff. And there was a few racks. There is actually, I think, definitely just two really racks, maybe three. For that, one was cool because it was $5 for any of the trade paperbacks or graphic novels, and there was some thick books in there, hardcovers, stuff like that. There was that tattoo book that was put out by Image a while back, that I've always thought was cool. That was for like $5, and I wanted to get it, and I don't know why I didn't, but for some reason I just didn't. But it's really cool. It's got a lot of art, and it's huge. But it's got like a lot of different artists and stuff on it. That James Stokoe guy is in there, with a story, and it was cool, but for some reason I didn't pick it up. I don't know why. But anyways, there's a lot of different. There was just a few comics. Most, like I said, most of the stuff was manga based or anime based or whatever, which is cool or whatever, but it's not necessarily my thing. And then what they had, so they had that section. And then they had, even in the section where they had all the cool stuff that I was into, they had a huge gaming area there too, like video games. So it's like it really was way more geared towards games and stuff like that. So they had that set, like this is in the middle. They had the dealer section, the artists, like they call it the media guest section, which I don't know why they would call it that, but it was like that was the artist alley. So they had that the dealer section, the artist alley, and a gaming section. All that was in the middle. And then on the outskirts was also what they called Artist Colony, which was just the same thing. It was more artists, but there was a lot of it, some of it was game based. A lot of it wasn't comics. Like it was hard to find like comics sometimes. Like a lot of people were just literally artists doing sketches and stuff, and then there was no, they didn't necessarily even make comics or whatever, but they had a lot of comic-related stuff. Or like there was some person like at one booth, and he's like, "Oh yeah, I have comics, but I'm not selling them today. I'm selling the, the prints and the art." And I'm like, "Okay, well." But I still would get stuff from them, like a sketch card or something. I was definitely into that stuff anyways, any kind of art I'm into. So yeah, that's kind of how it was. I spent a lot of time around the perimeter area where there was the artists, and then that little media guest area, which was all artists and comics people. I went through both of those sections like two or three times. Or maybe more, probably. That's what I would focus on anyways. Even at a regular comic convention, I'd be more in the artist alley area. So that was cool, you know, talked to a lot of people and stuff. I got some cool little things. I didn't spend too much money there, which was good. I tried to keep it as light as possible, because I'm pretty poor. So I'm trying to think some things that I got that were cool. Let's see. I'm gonna actually go through some of this stuff, like business cards and stuff. Probably the biggest thing that stood out to me was this guy, Nick Palazzo, at nickpalazzoart.com. Palazzo spelled Palazzo, and his stuff was really cool. I'm really into like people who do kind of like trippy underground comic style stuff that's kind of more up my alley. So his stuff is really cool. I bought a sketch card from him, an Aquaman sketch card. I'll put all these images and stuff in the show notes. My buddy bought a bullseye sketch card from him, which was really cool. I'm actually a little jealous of his bullseye one, because that one was really neat. I do like the one I got though too, though. So, but I don't think he does comics. I don't know. I think he said he does comics, or he has done comics or something, or like a part like anthology or something. But he didn't have any selling there or anything. He had mostly prints and stuff. So his stuff was really cool. He has a Etsy shop too, where he sells stuff, I guess, too. So he was one of my favorites. I went by his booth a few times, talked to him. I wasn't very talkative, I noticed. Like sometimes, like I like to go to these cons and talk to the artists a lot, but for some reason, like I just wasn't in the mood to talk very much. I mean, I did, you know, I was nice and polite and asked a few questions here and there and all that. But you know, for the most part, I just kind of was chilling, which I guess is okay. Another one was BadgerLordStudios.portfolio.com. This guy again, like he's done comics, but he didn't really have any selling. So you know, it is what it is. It was cool though to see his art. His art is really, it's like kind of got that steampunk feel, but he like it's like a cartoony steampunk feel, very fantasy type of stuff with a lot of times with animals and stuff, like kind of cartoony animals with steampunk. He also had a lot of like prints and stuff of some stuff he did for like Wizard of Oz. Like he did a lot of Wizard of Oz concept art and all that stuff. You know, not for any movie or anything, I don't think, just for his on his own. And his Tin Man was really cool, and you know, he had a bunch of other ones that were really neat. So you see a lot of Wizard of Oz because I think that's public domain, and it's cool, and steampunk is big, and you know, so Wizard of Oz is cool. So yeah, but so I dug his stuff. Badger Lord Studios, what's his real name? David Woodward is the guy's name. His stuff was really awesome. Trying to see, I'm not sure what I did with my, because I got a bunch of stuff here in front of me, but I had like a stack of business cards. That's a crazy thing, you know, you go to these cons and you get all kinds of little papers and stuff, and I think a lot of people just end up throwing them away eventually, but I like to go through them and really like kind of take inventory, and I like to check out the people's sites and stuff. I mean, if I grab somebody's, you know, flyer, it's usually because I like their stuff. Also met with some friends there, just for like a minute. We were gonna hang out and stuff, but we just weren't able to connect, 'cause we were kind of doing our own things, and then one of the guys' phone died, and we just didn't end up connecting, which is fine. But we'll connect another time. But Michael Vlad, I don't know how to say exactly his name, is Vlade or Vlad, but I'll put a link to his probably, I think he has a DeviantArt site. I'll put a link to that in the show notes. He's just a friend from this area. He used to work at a comic book shop, and we used to just hang out and talk a lot. So him, and then Philip, I want to say Philip Owen. I'll have to find his link and put it in the show notes too. But he's just another local guy who does art, I guess. I haven't actually seen his art because every time I've seen him, he hasn't been wasn't doing it or anything. But I'll have to check his stuff out and make sure I link to him. He's a nice guy though. And so we met up with them for like just a minute, talked, and then we kind of went on our way. Probably my favorite thing that I bought there was I got a custom art pin, like a small one of those small like pins, of my character Glyph. And I'll put a picture in the show notes, but I think it's like it's was from this girl, and I'll put her link in the show notes. I really don't even remember her name or anything, which is bad, but I will hook it up. So she was really nice, and I think she was there with her husband, who also had comics or something, or boyfriend or something, I don't know. But they were hanging out, and she made a really cool pin, and I like, of my character. I was pretty freaking amped about that. So there was that. Oh, there was these guys, Infinity Burger. That's their comic at infinityburger.com. And we talked to them. They gave their stuff away for free, which was kind of an interesting, model. All their stuff was for free. But they were really just trying to promote the web comic, and they wanted people to go to their web comic. So basically what it is it's like aliens, but they're like working at a fast food place or something like that. So it's just like humor for that, which I think is kind of neat. It's definitely a cool little twist and stuff. So I'm gonna definitely check out their web comic, and I'll definitely link it in the show notes. A lot of people selling prints. I asked some people where they get their prints at and all that. It was cool to see like what people were selling, what kind of prices people were asking. Some people had really what huge quality stuff. Some people's stuff was, more on the cheap, like, and all that. And like I said, a lot of artists selling prints, not so much comics. This dude gave me a free comic because I had a press pass. At one point, it was Joe Hill's, and I'm not sure what this one is. It's like got penguins and stuff on it, and looks like the link is teamsnowday.com or at Joe Hill's on Twitter. So cute penguin things, little mini comic. So let me check that out. One of the comics I bought was this, it's a punk rock web comic. Their table was pretty cool. Like they had it was like if it was a punk band, it had like punk merch and stuff like that, like patches and all that. So they really kind of embraced that. Kind of a more cutesy punk thing, I think, with like a bad attitude type of situation, which, I don't know enough about punk to know if that's like stepping over boundaries or not. Looks kind of more like on the emo side of things from what I can tell, but the art's cool. It's a cool like cartoony thing, and I bought one of their comics, and I haven't read it yet. I'm looking through it right now. I also bought one of their magnets, which is pretty cool. And then there was this other guy who was really cool. Me both and Will, bleh, I can't talk. Both myself and Will bought a bunch of stickers from him. He had like custom set. They were printed out on regular sticker pages, and then he literally cut them out to kind of fit the shape or whatever of the characters. And he did like Marvel characters and some other stuff. He had like all the Ninja Turtles and stuff. I grabbed a couple ninja. There was like six for $5, which was pretty cool, or one for $1 each. And so I was digging them. I got a Hulk, a Captain America, two Ninja Turtles, Spider-Man, and Slimer from Ghostbusters. And they're really cool. I like them. Kind of that whole like matte coloring, just the one color per thing. Like no, not really much for shading, but it's like a cutesy, cartoony thing. It was really cool. That guy was really nice. So I'll put his link in the show notes. But on each sticker it says Finfrock, like Finfrock. So I'm assuming that's kind of his website. Well, I'm sure if you Google that, you'll find him. But his stuff is really cool. I'm trying only to talk about the stuff that really stuck out to me. There's a lot of stuff. I mean, I liked a lot of stuff, but stuff that I actually bought. I found the cards. They were right in front of me. Another guy. This guy was like, his stuff was like insane. Like, just like the prints were like super great quality, and like his artwork, like he's really good obviously with like coloring and stuff, like digitally. This guy Garth Cameron Graham at gcgstudios.com, and he also does a comic called Finders Keepers. I really wanted to buy the comic, but I didn't actually buy anything from him. I don't know why, because I wanted to, but the prices were a little high. Not really, they weren't really too high. It's just that I'm poor, so it was worth it. It was definitely worth it. Like the comics were $5 a piece. He did have like a issue zero that was like $3, but it was black and white. And the thing with this guy is his colors are really super fantastic. Like, they're really awesome. So I really wanted the color versions or whatever. So I almost bought some stuff. He had some bookmarks. They were $3. They were really cool. But I really wanted the prints, which were $10, the small ones. And then there was other prints for like $20 and this and that. And the pricing was good. It was definitely worth it. It's actually cheap for like such awesome quality. But for some reason I just didn't grab one. But he had some Alice in Wonderland print that I really liked. It was like really kind of gruesome, like a twisted kind of Alice in Wonderland print. And he had a lot of like women like kind of pin-up type things that were cool. I don't know. He just had some really, really amazing art. So I would definitely suggest you check out his stuff, cgcstudios.com. Like super polished type stuff, comic book like stuff you'd see in like Marvel Image or like DC or something. But I dug it. Let's see what else was there. Oh, stickycomics.com. I bought a print from them, just a little print. Like they had just like kind of not stick figures, but like really simple stuff. And I liked it. Like there was a lot of cute, funny, like little prints. The one I got is called Baycation, and it's just like this picture of this guy like sitting on the beach eating bacon. So that was kind of cool. I grabbed that, and the lady was really nice. I think it was a couple. They were both really nice, and I'm gonna check out their stuff. I think they have a web comic and stuff. And one thing also, my buddy Will picked up from some table a couple, like just like paper flyers, different colors that had conventions in the Connecticut area. And man, it's amazing. There's a lot of conventions like in our area, I guess. There's one that I was invited to go and table for free that I might do. But it's like this kind of campground thing with kids coming, and it's an indoor-outdoor event thing. And you know, I want to do it, but I wonder what it's really going to be like. And I also just don't know if I have the money, you know, to do it, even though it's free. You know, I gotta, it's a little bit ways out. And you know, I just to print up comics is, at this point, I don't even have money for that. And I'm supposedly, hopefully, doing another one convention. I've never done a convention yet before, but there's another convention that I really want to do because I've been there and I really liked it. And I put in for it, but we haven't heard back yet from it. So I'm hoping to do that convention. I definitely want to do a convention soon. Even though I only have a little bit to sell, but I can sell my music stuff and I can sell sketches and stuff. And I'll sell like my Glyph comic and hopefully this new Monster Mini. If I can print, I gotta print them up though, so we shall see. And last but not least, I guess there's probably more I could tell you about, but I'll just keep it short. I don't want to go on for too long. This comic called Shadow Tracers, and it takes place in Hartford, Connecticut. And that was really, well, the fact that the art is really good, and the fact that it's you know, takes place in, you know, the city in my state or whatever, the capital city in my state, was really cool. So the art's really cool. Definitely a comic book style that you'd see, you know, in Marvel or DC, but it is indie, but it's really well done. I got the first issue. I'm gonna grab it. There's like, I think there's 4 or 5 issues out, so they said they're gonna be at Comic Con, which is it's kind of a generic name, but it's Comic Con, but it's CONN for Connecticut, I guess. So that's coming up too, so I might go to that. I'm hoping I can go to that, but it's a little far away. The gas is maybe a little too expensive. I don't know. I might not make it. I don't know. I went there last year. It was really awesome. That's like full on comics. Like it's all comics. So I definitely will. Next year, you know, I'll definitely prefer that one over Kineticon. I'm not trying to say anything bad about Kineticon. Like it's a cool convention. I had a lot of fun, you know. Just walking around seeing cosplayers is always fun. And you know, they did have a lot of cool stuff there. You know, it just wasn't as much as I expected. And I bought a bunch of stuff there, and it was cool. But I'll definitely, like, next year, if I have to choose between the two, I'll definitely go to this other one, the Comic Con or whatever, because it's all comic books, which that's what I'm there for. So, you know, it is what it is. I'm happy with having gone to this one. It's good that I was able to experience it and see what it's all about and all that. So, but yeah, you know, that was kind of my experience as far as stuff I bought and stuff I was looking at and all that. So, you know, I guess my takeaways, hopefully, the thing is, you know, I've just been thinking a lot about conventions and stuff lately, 'cause I might be doing one. I'm hopefully doing one soon. And I also, what I did was, because I'm doing one, I went and purchased Tyler James' Absolute Consents from leanintoart.com. It's a workshop, and listen to that. It's actually a video thing, but you can download the audio too. So that's what I did, because I don't really have a lot of time to watch video, but it was cool to just listen to the audio. And it's cool because you can download like the whole, like, PDF and stuff of like the slideshow and all that, and he's got extra stuff too, like a lot of different resources you can check into. But it was a really good workshop. I definitely 100,000% suggest it to any of you guys who are doing conventions and stuff. He goes through 50 tips to I guess it's called, like, his tagline is to maximize or to get the most out of your con experience. So, there is some definitely some interesting ways to really promote it even before the show starts, that will help you pay back your table costs, and even tips on how to, have it so you don't even have to pay for a table. That doesn't always work, but it is possible to do that even sometimes. There's a lot of good tips. He Tyler James is, he's really sold. I mean, he's got Diamond Distribution now recently for his first comic Scam is coming out. If you haven't yet, just to support, an indie guy who's, a cool guy and everything, go to your comic shop and have them get Scam on their shelves, from Comics Tribe. It's been out in previews already. People can order it, and it's got a really cool cover that I think people will buy, and get yourself a copy, it's definitely cool. I definitely dig all the Comics Tribe stuff. So I still love floppies, your basic like superhero floppy type stuff. Those are still awesome to me. So if you still like that kind of stuff, I would say definitely go try to support that guy. He's a really good guy. Absolute Consense. Definitely go grab that from Lean Into Art. It's a little bit of pocket change. It's expensive. It's something that I can't always afford, but I happen to have a little extra money at one point, and I, grabbed it real quick. And it's definitely worth it. I would say you're probably actually losing money by not getting this and learning some like tips and tricks that'll really help you actually make money at comic conventions, which I think we all know is not an easy task. It's tough to even break even. So, I don't know from experience. I've just heard that a lot from a lot of different people. So, I'm not gonna go on any more about it, but I definitely suggest Absolute Consense, and I'll put a link in the show notes. So, yeah. Hopefully, I avoided the con, sickness, the con bug, whatever it is that people call it. I definitely loaded up on vitamins and stuff, and you might be able to hear it. My nose is a little stuffy now, but it might just be because of air conditioning or allergies. It's been that way even before I started went to the con. So, but I've been, hopefully I'll avoid any kind of thing like that. But yeah, overall it was a cool experience, Kineticon. Especially if you're into gaming and you happen to be in the area, when it's going on, I would suggest it. It's definitely cool. It's a big con, two huge rooms, at a convention center, and they had a lot. I didn't go to any of the panels or anything. They had a lot of panels and workshops, like tons of panels and workshops. But I never go to those things at comic conventions, at least not yet. Maybe I will eventually, but I want to walk the floor. That's the stuff I'm into, talking to the artists and stuff. Maybe that'll change someday, but so I didn't go to any of those. Cons are awesome. I can't wait to finally table at my first con. And yeah, I guess that's gonna be it for this episode. Keep it a little bit short and sweet. And I will talk to you again next week. I might kind of do a little bonus one. I was having a hard time coming up with a topic and stuff last week, and I did record something, but it wasn't all that great, so I'm almost happy that, I got a chance to kind of do this con wrap-up thing instead. But yeah, we'll get back into some art and some marketing stuff soon, and I just oh, I wanted to say a little shout out to Eddie Crosby, and he it was just a nice email. He listened to some of the podcasts and enjoyed them, and he liked the stuff I was talking about not being precious about your artwork. And what he did was he used like a ballpoint pen on for sketches and stuff, like a ballpoint pen on like blue line paper, and he that's how he was able to keep it less precious for himself. So, and it's really cool. That is a really good way to do it, and I think I might even start drawing on some blue line paper or some graph paper or something, for the same reason. I've done it before. I've done a lot of stuff with just pen or ink or whatever, and it's helpful. Oh yeah, and at eddiecrosby.com is his site. I'll put a link in the show notes. But yeah, so shout out to him. Thanks for the feedback. And other than that, this is the Escape Artist Podcast. Thank you for listening. And you can check out my stuff at plexhop.com. All right, so thank you very much again, and we will talk to you next week.